You're listening to SBS News.
Roger Federer's early exit from this year's Wimbledon has given Rafael Nadal a big chance to close the gap on the 20-time Grand Slam champion. The Spaniard is on 17 Grand Slam titles himself and has the chance to reach this year's final when he takes on the former world number one Novak Djokovic on Friday night. Nadal endured a five-set marathon against Juan Martín del Potro in the fourth round, and he's hoping that won't cost him against Djokovic.
I think I did a lot of things well. I went to the net. In general terms, I have been a positive match. No, all the negative thing is I played almost 5 hours, and I had the chance maybe to play less, winning that second set. But for the rest of the things, great news. Semi-finals of Wimbledon again. Great match. I think emotional match for both of us and for the fans too. So great feelings.
Djokovic won't be an easy beat, of course, and he'll be looking to make the most of his first Grand Slam semi-final since 2016. The men's final is due to start at 11 p.m. on Sunday night, with the FIFA World Cup final scheduled to take place at 1 a.m. on Monday, which means the events are likely to overlap. The women's final is on at 11 p.m. on Saturday night. To the AFL, and this weekend the Richmond Tigers will be trying to rectify their poor away form when they take on the Greater Western Sydney Giants on Saturday evening. The Giants have slipped to 10th on the ladder, and Richmond is aware they'll be desperate for a win. The coach of the ladder-leading Tigers is Damien Hardwick.
It's probably a mini-final for them, so to speak, and you know, for us, we're always looking to play the best and be our best. So we've made our way. We accept that. We're looking to rectify that. There's no doubt about it, but I'm really confident our boys will play their best footy and give ourselves the best chance possible.
The NRL's Round 18 takes place over the weekend, but the sport is still buzzing after the Rugby League Commission announced during the week it is considering expansion into both Europe and the Pacific Island region. The Commission has proposed a jam-packed international calendar headlined by an innovative World Cup Nines tournament aimed at mirroring the world-famous Rugby Sevens event. A Kangaroos tour to Great Britain has also been revived after its death 15 years ago, where Australia completed a whitewash against Great Britain and Wales in 2003. The ARL Commission Chairman is former Queensland Premier Peter Beattie.
What we're trying to do is to get State of Origin, if you like, competition, or that spirit of State of Origin being played between Fiji, Tonga, Samoa. So that's the key of what we're trying to do. The other part of it is this. Our problem is we have to also expand the game in Europe.
The Oceania Cup will be introduced next year to give the emerging nations a new platform to compete against each other. New Zealand, Samoa, Tonga and Fiji will play against each other in a round-robin tournament. Super Netball has just 4 rounds remaining before the finals begin, and the competition for spots is hotting up. The defending champion Sunshine Coast Lightning will be desperate for a win when it plays fellow finals hopeful the Collingwood Magpies on Saturday. The West Coast Fever, the Giants and the Vixens are all jostling for the minor premiership. At the Tour de France this weekend, the peloton will be chasing down leader Greg Van Avermaet of Belgium. Another one to watch is Slovakian superstar Peter Sagan, who has already won 2 stages in the first week. There are 2 flat stages on Friday and Saturday night before the tour hits the fabled cobblestones of Roubaix on Sunday. And of course, SBS has every stage of the race live each night. Stage times are variable, so please check your local guides. There are also daily highlight programs at 7 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEST on SBS. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.